We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh, no. With MyBookie and its cash-out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. Use the funds on other bets. Or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. And grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag.
It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/redcircle.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
This is the ZabeCast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Here we go. Feeling kind of mean. Tuesday, January 21st, 2025. Thank you for downloading Solo Show today. Because I've got a lot of good stuff I want to talk about, and why bring on a guest that I have to set up to talk about things they may or may not know when I've already done all the thinking and all the prep work on it? Let's just get down to it. The Ravens died in absolute horrific fashion Sunday night in Buffalo. And if you don't feel a little bit sick for Mark Andrews, then you have no soul. You have no appreciation for the fact that these men put themselves out there for us, for our entertainment, to sweat and toil and to get their bodies smashed into pieces for our enjoyment and to fail in the biggest moments because sports is hard and there's other grown-ass men trying to do you harm and trying to make you look stupid. Yoink! Matt Milano, pow! Pow-pow! Gave Andrews the skibbity-pap. Knocked the ball right out and recovered it, and that was the biggest play of the game, but the last play of the game was Andrews dropping a bunny of a two-point conversion. Just fumbling it, stumbling it, falling backwards, awkwardly, stupidly on his ass. Oh, my God. It's a hell of a thing. You know, in today's day and age in the media, we talk so much about the athletes, about the star players. There was so much chatter on ESPN and elsewhere about Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson and the MVP debate. One thing that didn't exist in the old media world, guys like John Elway and Dan Marino and Joe Montana, they existed. We knew what they looked like and how they played, and we appreciated their brilliance, and we understood that come January, some would succeed, others would fail, and that's just the price of sports. But you never talked about them. There was nowhere to talk about them. And nowadays, we are so invested, we are so exposed to the personalities involved, it gets to be, at times, overwhelming. So, despite the horrific way in which the Ravens lost, I appreciate the fact that the first person that Josh Allen went to go shake hands with and share a genuine moment, not a Belichickian blow-by handshake, insincere as fuck, but actually a genuine hug, handshake, whisper something in his ear, man-to-man, leader-to-leader, gladiator-to-gladiator, with Lamar Jackson smiling broadly in appreciation of his fellow competitor. Some would argue, I don't like to see my losing quarterback smile that much, especially not when he committed two boneheaded penalties himself, which he took accountability for afterwards, but still, I didn't hate it. But it was a genuine moment between two men. Here is what it sounded like.
And then it's going to be for the fourth postseason meeting since 2020. It's going to be the Chiefs and the Bills. And immediately, Josh Allen goes straight for Lamar Jackson.
I just got so much respect and love for him. The way he plays the game, he's a true competitor. He's a true football player. One of the greatest to ever step on the football field. So nothing but love.
That's good shit right there. That right into my veins. You've got two quarterbacks with no real connection. They weren't 1-2 at the top of the draft. They weren't roommates at the Senior Bowl together. At least I don't think they were. One's a white kid from Wyoming. Another one's a black kid from Louisville. Both guys had their doubters. I mean, Bills fans booed the pick because Josh Allen was a nobody. I always love when my wife asks questions about players because she's not a sports fan, but she'll say, well, so what's this guy Josh Allen's deal? And then I get to put on my dad hat and start mansplaining it. And I'm like, well, you got to understand, honey. See, he's from Wyoming. Where's he from? I'm like, Wyoming. Wyoming, she says. Even she knows that's not a football powerhouse. And I said, yeah. You know, he had all the physical attributes, and it was a little bit of a reach. Nobody really kind of knew what he was going to be. He was really up and down early on in his career. And he got his shit together, and now he is one of the MVP candidates, along with the guy he's playing against, that guy, Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, who was roundly considered to be a wide receiver or a wingback or something in the pros. Even the likes of Desmond Howard said as much to me personally in an interview at the Army-Navy game with me and Andy Pollin. I've got the audio of it. Don't make me drag it out again. Lots of people thought that Lamar Jackson was a project that would never get completed at quarterback. Boy, were they wrong. Both men, great players. To even have a debate as to who's better or who's the MVP this year is really to engage in an exercise of stupid. It's like talking to children. And I know why ESPN does it. They've got to fill the hours, the minutes, the hours, the segments with something. You can't just say, look, they're both great. They're different great, but they're both great. I'd have either one. Okay, and what are we going to do with the rest of the 58 minutes and 23 seconds left in this hour? So you got to gin up this sort of thing. But as I saw those two guys have that moment, and I'm like, I fucking love this. I thought about the infamous Teddy Roosevelt speech known as the Man in the Arena. It's actually a speech entitled Citizenship in a Republic, and it was delivered at the Sorbonne in Paris in 1910. His statements that day were part of a larger trip to Europe that included visits to Vienna, Budapest, and Oslo. The trip came in the midst of his frustrations with the Taft administration and followed his African safari with Kermit. It says Kermit here. I don't know who Kermit is. I did a cut and paste. Kermit the Frog, probably. He said in that famous speech, "It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly. All this so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat." Damn. Thank you, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, for putting on a show and for being class acts. Cut to announcers. I'm sorry, but Tony Romo was a disaster on Sunday during the broadcast. Now, I know this comes just a week after I had tweeted, you know what? I think Romo took some advice. He's getting better. It's apparently a week-to-week thing with him because what I heard on Sunday night was so maddening, it drove me to have to tweet about it, which then got somebody to say, "You complain a lot." And I replied, "Oh, looks like I found my wife's burner account." I will point out things that bother me and things that shouldn't be. The biggest problem with Romo, two big problems. Number one, he brings this hippy-dippy, chatty, chirpy sort of vibe to a big-time heavyweight bout. He lends the contest no gravitas. Now, I'm not saying he has to go all the way to the other end of the spectrum and be like Dan Dierdorf. Dierdorf, when he was on Monday Night Football, was just a big, burly mustache, and he was a battering ram on your senses. Rawr, football, 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 football. I don't mind humor. I don't mind some wit. I don't mind some variability in terms of intensity, but when the game is cooking and it's coming to a head, it's the color guy's job to lend that oomph, that punch, that gravity to things. And Romo is just such a space cadet, he completely fails in that regard. That's one part of it. It's excusable. The other part, though, is even worse, and that is he is stomping. Not stepping on, but stomping all over Jim Nance's ability to call the game. Because he meanders through a sort of a half point that he's not even sure he's making about something. And it goes right up to the snap of the next play, if not over the snap. That, my friends, is inexcusable. It's terrible broadcasting. Can't happen. And yet it happened over and over and over again. And I don't know why people get mad at me for pointing this out or saying, hey, this is not how it's done. Every great play-by-play cadence and sequence in a football game, even on TV, where yes, you can see the plays, I still want and believe the play-by-play man has to do three things. Every play, down and distance, formation, motion, snap. They got to set the table. They need those 3 to 4 to 5 seconds before the snap. There's still 30 seconds after the end of the play for the color guy, Romo, to make his point. Have a point, make the point, be done with the point. And if you don't have one, guess what? It's okay to let
the broadcast breathe. If you can make a point in three words, do it instead of three sentences. You're not being paid by the word. He's being paid an insane amount of money, $18 million a year. So I just couldn't take it anymore. Somebody else, in addition to saying you complain too much, said, it kills me that people get so worked up over the announcers. Why not just sit back and enjoy the game? Oh, and I wanted to scream and reach through Twitter and strangle that person. Gently, strangle. Sit back and enjoy the game. Imagine you're at a play and the actors keep botching their lines and forgetting their lines. Are you going to say, oh, don't worry about that. Just sit back and enjoy the play. That is the play. Am I yelling? I'm yelling now. A televised tackle football game at the professional level is a full-on entertainment product in which they spend a lot of time, money, and effort to make as shiny and nice as possible with all kinds of elements to it. Graphics packages, cameras upon cameras upon cameras, replay decks, production trucks, sideline reporters, an $18 million analyst. I'm not just going to sit back and enjoy the game if the broadcast is fundamentally fucked. And when Romo is bad, pretty much ruins it. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I just need to, I don't know, hit mute. Some people say, well, just hit mute. I don't listen to these guys. What the fuck do they know? You still need the announcers calling the game. Not only the tackles, but who made the play, explanations from the referees. You can't just mute the game. You want to hear the crowd as well, for God's sakes. That's not a solution. The solution is, for $18 million, get better, Romo. That's the solution. Cut three, the Mahomes problem. I said we'd talk about this yesterday and we didn't get to it, so it's good that I'm on it now. What happened with Mahomes and the personal fouls, the two 15-yard penalties that were so egregious, and the third attempt at a 15-yard freebie, which thankfully did not result in a flag, but now people are saying, I hate to say this, but the NFL needs flopping rules, like in the NBA. Of course, they'd never call flopping in the NBA. It's a rare thing. Hey, did you see the other night? They called flopping on Joel Embiid. Really? Wow, okay. It's the first one in 38 days. It's a problem. It's a big problem. Reputationally, it just is, it's not sustainable. Here was Aikman after he said, come on the hit to the head. And people are lauding Aikman for this.
Mahomes dropped it. Able to get it and take off to his right. And then slide down. They're going to throw a flag on that. I mean, it was a late slide, but they throw the flag, and it was Clay Martin who threw it.
Personal foul. Unnecessary roughness. Defense number 39.
Oh, come on.
15-yard penalty.
Here's the end of it.
Yeah, I mean, he's a runner, and I could not disagree with that one more. And he barely gets hit. That's the second penalty now that's been called against the Texans.
And, Troy, I agree with you. There's no forcible contact to the head neck area of him. The two Houston players hit each other. That should not have been a foul.
And that's, by the way, the great Russell Yerk. It still floors me that ESPN is paying Aikman $18 million a year, only to then go cheap to employ a Russell Yerk as their rules analyst. And I'm sure Russell knows the rules very, very well. But he was not a former referee. Can you not at least spring for a former referee? What happened to your deal with who was the retired ref ESPN used to have on staff? They're going with this guy Yerk now. I'm like, Jesus, can you go any cheaper? But the Yerkster said it should not have been a penalty either.
Hey, they've got to address it in the offseason. You can't, as a quarterback, run around and play games with defenders and then be able to draw a penalty.
Amen to that. And for Chiefs fans who want to deny it and they want to send me, you know, links to stories and charts and graphs about the Chiefs are penalized more than anybody on this and that and everything else, it's the Mahomes thing that is the problem. And the flopping is a real problem. That has got to be addressed.
Second and goal. Mahomes takes that little pass and then puts it in his left hand. He kind of flops out of bounds. They're not going to throw a flag. Mahomes trying to get a free first down, won't get it. And a gain of just two as To'o is along the sideline to make the stop.
You know, he's trying to draw the penalty. You see that rather than just run out of bounds, he slows down. And that's been, that's been the frustration. And I get it. I understand it. That's been the frustration for these defensive players. Around.
It's disgusting. It's LeBron adjacent. It's hard for me to really like a player who's going to be LeBron adjacent. To throw his arms up, to try to... He had already gotten two he did not deserve in this game. And he was gunning for a third. And you can say, Chiefs fans, it's not real, doesn't exist. This is what everyone else who's not a Chiefs fan is seeing and knows with their own eyes. This is why memes like this are screamingly funny. Not just something that makes people shake their head going, I don't get it. They're like, oh, yeah, that's totally the case.
Let's see what the great Patrick Mahomes will do on this play.
But before we can talk about how great Patrick Mahomes is, we have a flag on the play.
Before the ball was snapped, pass interference on the defense, numbers 1, 2, and 3. By rule, the great and powerful Patrick Mahomes will elect where to place the ball. Hail Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, it's now 1st and 10 for the Chiefs. Ball is snapped.
Man, look at the way Patrick Mahomes handed off that ball. Superb technique.
But let's check out the flag on the play.
During the play, personal foul, violating Patrick Mahomes' personal bubble. The result of the play is first down, touchdown, and Chiefs win by 50 points. Hail Patrick Mahomes.
First down, touchdown, and the Chiefs win by 50 points. Chiefs are a really good team. They're a great team. Mahomes is great. But this shit with him has got to stop. Will he draw a 15-yard penalty in the championship game against Buffalo? If that's not a prop, it should be. And I'm not sure which way I would bet because after the outrage in the first game out of the gates on last weekend about these calls, you'll notice the league pretty much said, okay, we're not going to call anything now. Because there were plays that certainly were as bad as, if not worse than that, and they got no flags, including the dot right to Jared Goff's face. That sent him to the blue tent of medical miracles, but we'll get to that in just a second. Cut 4, the game that never stops. Is it me, or do you appreciate as well the fact that NFL football doesn't stop for shit? Snow's coming down, it's freezing ass cold, it's 10 degrees, 2 degrees, 4 degrees, wind blowing. Can't see the sidelines, the yard lines. They make now the team of the kicker hand clear a patch of snow. You can't even use towels. Oh, I love it. It is so old school, legit. Yeah, you know, should we maybe stop the game for a little bit and then clear the lines off? No, fuck it. Just keep playing. This is football, the game that never stops. Cut 5. Spelling is hard, I guess. I shouldn't make too much fun of this politician in Philadelphia. After all, math is my kryptonite. Spelling might be hers. But that said, the mayor of Philadelphia should probably practice the very simple E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles chant that punctuates their song, Fly, Eagles, Fly. Take a listen.
Let me hear you all say, E-L-E-S-E-S, Eagles!
What?
Let me hear you all say, E-L-E-S-E-S, Eagles!
E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles. Hey, everybody. El Baldo here. Look, I know what you're thinking. Pretty ironic having me talk about hair loss prevention, right? Well, my hairline is long gone. Maybe there's still hope for yours. In fact, I think there is. Let me tell you, if I'd known about Hims back in the day, who knows? I could have been a player, Jerry. Maybe I wouldn't be rocking the chrome dome now. But here's the deal. Hair loss isn't fun to talk about, but Hims makes dealing with it incredibly easy. No awkward doctor visits, no uncomfortable conversations. Just answer a few questions and their medical providers will determine if the treatment is right for you. They've got everything from chewable tablets to sprays and serums using clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can help regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. And get this, they'll ship it right to your door for free if prescribed, all for one low price, no insurance needed. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/zabe. That's hims.com/zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo for your personalized hair loss treatment options. That's hims.com/zabe. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. The World Series, Super Bowl, the Olympics. The world's top athletes get to play in these top-level sporting events thanks to one thing, teamwork. And teamwork can also protect your financial legacy and your family's future. SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents are the perfect teammates when shopping for a customized, affordable life insurance plan. They can find you the right policy to keep your financial legacy safely in your family's end zone. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo today to get started. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh, no. With MyBookie and its cash-out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. Use the funds on other bets. Or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. And grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag. Cut six. Numbers, numbers, numbers. Jalen Hurts did his job. Some are saying, you know, he's getting too much shit. He also had his knee completely wonk-wonked. Got hit with probably a definite Percocet pill and a shot in the blue tent of medical miracles so he could keep playing. Jason Ashworth, the cheap seats, NBC Sports tweets, based on what Hurts did on the field, both good and bad, the score should have been 45-22. Now you're going to go, oh, this sounds like a guy going, I should have shot 78. AJ dropped a touchdown, no points. Lane flinched, four-point swing. Becton erased a goal-line possession, four-point swing. Two missed extra points from Jake Elliott. 45-22, should have been the score. Are we having the same conversation if everyone else did their job? Hashtag fly, Eagles fly. Look, I mean, A.J. Brown should have caught that ball. Sometimes they drop him. Would it have resulted in a touchdown on that play? Probably not. I think he slid out of bounds at like the one or the two. Obviously, Lane flinching cost him, as did Becton's penalty, the extra points as well. I would say he played better. However, I did see a chart of the seven sacks he took and the average time to sack, and all of them were either 3.8 seconds or longer. And that's a long time because the average time to release, TTR, for quarterbacks in the NFL is, I think, under 3 seconds. I believe it's like 2.6 seconds average time to release. You have no time back there as the savages are coming in and coming in hard. That said, there's still many who believe that the passing game ain't there for the Eagles. Here was Chrissy Sims with the lovely and talented Kay Adams on Up and Adams talking about the game.
The best team, but you think that they'll be in a position right now this week going up against the Commanders where he will mess up. Why?
Well, not mess up. I don't think that. I just think he's just got, they got to play better. And listen, some of their struggles in their pass game, I don't put them all on him. They're a little too simple with what they do in their pass game schematically. That's one of their big issues altogether. And as you saw yesterday with some of these long touchdown runs, they can run the ball on anybody. It doesn't matter how many people you put in the box. It's one of the greatest offensive lines in the history of football, what we see in Philadelphia. And they can win a lot of games the way they're winning right now and the way he's playing. I'm just saying if they want to maybe win this weekend or have to play the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, the passing game, the offense we saw, and again, not all Jalen Hurts, but what we saw yesterday, that will not get it done. They will not win the Super Bowl if that's the passing game we see, or even this week against the Commanders, right? I mean, that game yesterday, let's say it was 130 plays. The Rams definitely won the majority of those plays. If it's not for two strips by the Eagles defense and basically the three long touchdown runs, I would say you take away those five, six plays there, the Rams football team won the majority of the plays on the field in the game that day.
Doesn't mean that you win the game when it's all said and done. I've got more numbers on that in just a second, but still, I get his point. Their passing game does need to be better, but this, I'm not breaking any news. This is what caused the rift between number one and number 11 midseason. That has not stopped already some of the Philly media from writing checks for which they have no ability to cash. This is Seth Joyner, former and legendary Eagle, on Jaden Daniels and whether it's too soon to crown him.
Jaden Daniels, would you say he is already the fifth best quarterback in football? If the top four in whatever order are Mahomes, Burrow, Lamar, and Josh Allen, do you think he's five?
I don't give any young guy that kind of respect. Show me you can do it from year to year. I'm not giving you that in 1 year.
Even if he beats Eagles?
No, but we had, how many times have we had 1 year wonders? You know, so let's wait and see before we start crowning guys. Right. He could go completely in the tank next year. And, you know, here we are talking about, you know, how what a great rookie year he had. And by the way, they don't stand a snowball's chance in hell of winning here on Sunday. You know that, right? Hey,
I don't think it's that James, definitive, but you said it.
James, make sure you take that and play that all damn week, all right?
Drop it a week.
Okay. Some people just love to poke their thumb in the God's eyes. Warren Sharp, Sharp Football Analysis. Interesting stat from the Ravens game. Lamar Jackson designed runs, zero. Interesting. Yeah, I would definitely have cooked up a few of those to keep the Bills defense honest. Speaking of that, the explosive play battle in that game. Dan Orlovsky, Ravens won the explosive play battle 13-4. And they lost plus nine. Teams plus eight or better this season had been 10-0 with an average margin of victory of 25 points when they win the explosive play battle. I believe by eight or more, I think that is. I believe that explosive play definition is 20-yard plays or better. Also, how about some of these numbers from the Ravens game? You ready? The Ravens are the first team in history, according to Optostats, to rush for 175 or more yards, complete 70% of their passes, average 10 or more yards per pass, convert 70% of their third downs, have no punts, no missed field goals, and still end up losing in the regular season or postseason. First team in NFL history. Now, I know that's a lot of statistical cherry picking, but those are pretty good stats to pick. Rushing for 175 yards, completing 70. I mean, all that stuff right there. It just goes to show you it ain't always about the stats. What it often is about, and this is where the Chiefs are exceptionally good, is holding on to the football. The football is life. Football is life! NFL on CBS says this. There have been 280 turnovers in the NFL since week 12. The Chiefs have committed zero of them. Wow. Eight straight games without a turnover is the longest streak by any team in the Super Bowl era, and that includes the playoffs. Patrick Mahomes may be a ref penalty getting, flopping, you know what, but he does not make mistakes. And the Chiefs don't put the ball on the ground. Here's another number for you. Adam Peters, the GM of the Commanders, going to the championship game in the NFC. It is now his fifth in the last 6 years, the other four being with the San Francisco 49ers. I think the guy knows what he's doing. Where are all them expensive QBs at? Not one of the top eight highest paid quarterbacks are still in the playoffs, at least on a single year high average. Not the totality of the contract, not the guarantee, not the new money at guarantee, signing, blah, blah, blah. These contracts get to be very complicated. Dak Prescott, $60 million. No. Trevor Lawrence, 55. Joe Burrow, 55. Jordan Love, 55. Tua, 53. Goff, 53. Herbert, 52. Lamar Jackson, 52. Out. The account ML Football, which is a little bit trolly and clickbaity, says stop overpaying mid QBs. Well, okay. That's just the price of business. Burrow ain't mid. Herbert ain't mid. Lamar ain't mid. And these guys got paid, some of them got paid well ahead of where the market is going. And that's what teams are doing. They're just placing, you know, they're putting a placeholder and they're saying it's a lot of money, but it's the most important position, period. Lastly, who's next up in the NFC title game? According to who's due theory, well, it's the Cowboys next. 1996, the last time they were even in the NFC championship game. That is the longest current streak. The Commanders had a 33-year streak going back to 92 to make it. So the Cowboys next on the clock. Behind them are the Bears, 2011, and the Giants, 2012, as the three longest droughts to make the NFC title game. Cut number 7. Whoops. Never mind. It is infuriating when the league does not make correct calls or misses calls and then mops them up on Thursday afternoon or worse, Friday afternoon, when the news cycle is over for the week and you barely hear about it. That's what happened for Packer fans when they found out the league had fined Oren Burks of the Eagles for a helmet-to-helmet hit that jarred the ball loose on Keyshawn Nixon that caused a fumble on the opening kickoff. Should have been a penalty, ended up being a fine. Whoops, so sorry. Too bad replay wasn't there to fix it. He also recovered the ball, but that's neither here nor there. There's going to be another one of those coming this week because the hit on Jared Goff by Frankie Louvu, while spectacular to watch if you are a Commander fan, was illegal as fuck. Credit Mike Pereira for calling a spade a spade.
You have an interception, of course. And at that point then, after the interception, during the entire play, the quarterback is considered defenseless. You can block him if he pursues the play, but you can't hit him in the head or neck area, which Louvu did. So this should have been called, which would have resulted, with the ball still alive, a 15-yard penalty from the 5-yard line.
So, yeah. So instead of a back-breaking pick six that turned a 17-14 game in favor of Washington into 24 14, nearing the end of the first half, it would have been first and 10 from the 20. A much different situation, but whoops, we missed it. I mean, it was only a nuclear shot to the chin of the quarterback of the number one seed in plain view on a pick six. And where was your false god of replay to fix it? That's right. Of course, the Lions had to put in Teddy Bridgewater for a couple of plays. They scored a touchdown with him in there on a little flippity-flip reverse to Jameson Williams. Teddy Bridgewater, who was coaching high school this year, had somehow been signed as an emergency backup quarterback. I'm like, wow, you just never assumed that Jared Goff could get hurt. Really. It's funny because for a league which I say is a $20 billion TV show about quarterbacks, hard to take the league seriously when they get a guy who was coaching high school and say, you know what? If you had to play a little bit, could you still run an offense and throw a spiral? Oh, yeah, I think so. You're in. We'll sign you. Cut eight. Kurtz Akerin. What a bummer. This is quite a take. I talked about how I love the fact the NFL does not stop for anything. Too cold? What's that? Snowing? Sorry. Can't see the yard line? Squint harder. Kurt Warner, who played indoors in St. Louis and then in Arizona, thinks, wah, teams should not have to play outside in the cold. Go ahead, Kurt, take it away.
And I want the best team to win, not the best team in those conditions. And I get it. It's what everybody says. It's football weather. This is what it is. But here's the problem that I have, and it doesn't necessarily apply to these two teams, but being a guy that played in a dome, being a guy that played in Arizona, I have no way to get ready for those conditions. And so you can say all you want about home field advantage and that's why you play. Well, no, because the Patriots can come to Arizona and there's no difference other than
you could fly to a high school field in Chattanooga and do the same thing. Is that even a town?
We have our fans, obviously, but they can play in my weather. I can't play in their weather because I can't get used to it. There's nothing you can do to get used to cold weather in a situation. So to me, I'm just like, I want the best. I want to be able to be my best. I want to play against their best, and I want the best to advance. And so for me, last night, I mean, I played in that weather before. I grew up in Iowa, so I played in all that stuff. You know, and it's just like Bass kicking that ball. I'm sure when he kicked it, he's like, oh, that's money. That's right down the middle. No, shoot. All of a sudden, the wind takes and it goes to the left, and you say to yourself, what was he supposed to do there? I mean, it's easy to say, well, aim a little bit further because you know the wind's going to pick. And I don't want that stuff to dictate who wins these games and who ultimately, you know, creates history and wins championships, you know, especially like you get to the playoffs. I just want to see the best team advance in the playoffs. Yeah. And to me, the best team is the team that has the opportunity to play their best football.
Wow. Wow. I like Kurt Warner. I never knew he was a Karen. I never knew that this would be his take. Wow. And that was a long take. He had thought about this, too. This was not just off the cuff. This is a full-blown, yeah, I believe this. I'll never forget my man, JT the Brick, when we're playing golf out in Vegas. And it's windy as shit. It's like 30-mile-an-hour winds. It's early March. I'm cold. Nine holes in, I'm like, I don't know, JT. I think I might call it a day. He looks at me incredulously and says, Zabe, golf is an outdoor game? And I'm just like, yeah, you're right. Stop being a baby. Come on, Kurt. Cut nine. Talk about moxie. So I'm watching the other pregame show on CBS before the real pregame show this weekend, and I see a gal on TV by the name of Katie Mox, M-O-X. My first thought was, well, that is a great name right there for a gal who's good-looking and certainly dresses the part. But who the fuck is she? Of course, she's giving out fantasy picks, over-under props, and other gambling advice. She's part of this new legion of hot-ass gambling girls who proudly dress up on TV with, I'm sure, the approval of the producers of these sports shows, looking one click shy of a streetwalker. I mean, the big high leather boots and the tight-fitting sweaters, and I mean, she is a lovely-looking woman. She's older than I thought she was, so give her credit for that. She's in her mid-30s. But I had to do some digging because they never really explained, well, here's where she, you know, first started interning in TV, and she's been in media all this time. No, no, no. Katie Mox went to the Arizona State School of Fashion, and she worked in PR for like a dozen years. And then she realized, hey, this is the way the industry is going. There's a whole lot of gambling money coming in. This gambling's going to be legalized on everyone's phones. And we need suckers and simps to take gambling advice from anyone who looks good to get their attention. Hey, how about an over? How about an over on Saquon Barkley yards in the first half? Well, you think some guy who might be good at over-unders and running the numbers, some nerd, some Bill Barnwell type, is going to be a good person to put on TV. Okay, that was a cheap shot. Barnwell did not deserve a stray. Sorry. Like me, even if I was great at over-unders, which I'm not. Nobody is, by the way. Fucking luck. Put on a hot chick, get people's attention to go, and then be reminded, oh yeah, I should probably bet something on this game. Katie Mox. Finally, cut 10. We'll put a wrap on it. Cut 10, Trump 2.0. As you know, Monday was the inauguration. It was brought inside for purportedly extreme cold. That was bullshit because it was 20 degrees in the D.C. area, no wind to speak of. It was a very tolerable 20. It was not 2 degrees like it was for a high in Wisconsin. 20. Yeah, okay. Word was that there was a credible threat, multiple credible threats outdoors, including possible drone threats on Trump and or the whole congregation. So they had this company that was contracted to set up, I can't believe this number is right, they claimed 100,000 chairs for people to watch the inauguration, and then they had them take them all down before they even went outside. Held it inside. It was Trump's inauguration speech was a layup line of thunderous dunks on the Biden crime family, which, let's be honest, he pardoned his whole family. Something that the left said, oh my God, what if Trump does that? It'll be a perversion of justice. That when he was on his way out in 2020, he didn't pardon his whole family. Guess what? Biden just said, everybody gets a pardon. So there you go. But it was a thunderous dunking layup line on Biden and his administration and the last 4 years. And I mostly loved it. However, I'm going to keep my hopes low on his administration because just giving a speech and dunking on the last guy and saying he did this wrong, he did that wrong, this sucks, that sucks, whatever, that's one thing. Governance is a much trickier thing. And we'll see because Trump's the first guy to ever get back into office after being a one-termer, and then now he's back again. And he's back again with a whole different cast. He's got a lot of billionaire tech people behind him, which could be good, could be bad. We'll have to see how it plays out. But it's not like he went in the first time, and he goes in with a much bigger mandate as well because the country is sick of it. The country said the last 4 years was fucking miserable. It's not my opinion. That's what the ballot box said back in November. But my asks of government are simple, you would think, but they're also pretty much a pipe dream. I would like my government to enforce the rule of law, protect law-abiding citizens by arresting criminals, secure the border, admit to America only the amount of people and the type of people that we choose, and there are needs for skilled and unskilled labor from all parts of the world, but we've got to be able to say we want this many and we want them from here, here, and here. You can't just say it's a free-for-all. I would like my government to balance the annual budget, don't laugh, Please don't engage in needless foreign wars. Most of them are needless at this point. Be transparent about threats to the nation and critical infrastructure, which I'm already disappointed because unless I missed it today, they didn't explain the real reason why it was moved indoors. Become energy independent. Trump has promised that. We'll see. And reduce as much hurtful regulation and mandates as possible. And, of course, the rollback of all this DEI bullshit, which is really just rebranded as reverse racism and gender insanity the last 4 years, is long overdue. But, again, we'll see how far he makes it in terms of being able to affect things. We shall see. I will admit it's an incredible feat of political savvy for him to be back in office, this after dozens of lawsuits, all designed explicitly and flimsy as shit to keep him out of office, to put him in jail, two assassination attempts, a relentless media drumbeat of calling him Hitler, censorious social media and tech giants conspiring against him, and conspiring against anybody supportive of him, the deep state and the three-letter agencies committing blatant perjury to lie about him, election laws that were favored ballot harvesting and more that was on the edge of being legal, if not illegal, and he still won. And he won so emphatically this time around, there was nothing Democrats could do. And boy, did he dunk in their face on Monday. That's different, though, from what the next 4 years will be like. We shall see. Clippers 116, Lakers 112. How about that new arena out there with the big wall in the back? It's wild. Kings route the Wizards 123-100. Bucks over the Sixers. They've won four straight in Milwaukee. They're now in fourth place in the East after a dreadful... What? We're a sports podcast, right? Sorry. Every now and then, you're going to get my political thoughts, so... We shall see about the new administration. My goodness, where did 44 minutes go? I'll tell you where it went. It went right into your ears where it went. Okay, that was kind of aggressive. Actually, it was a good podcast. I enjoyed it today. Thank you very much for listening. If you enjoyed it, I'd appreciate the feedback. Better yet, rate and review on your app platform of choice. Man, does it tickle the algorithmic gods when I get a 5-star and a comment saying, you know what, this guy is a sports radio veteran who gives it the way it is, no bullshit, and entertaining as hell. Just that alone would be great. Help people say, hey, I found that guy because I was searching for what's a good sports podcast to listen to with a minimal amount of politics. Thanks for listening. Have a great Monday. The national championship game. Too late for this edition of the Zabecast. Full recap coming up tomorrow on what Ohio State and Notre Dame did on the field. Have a great Tuesday, folks, and we will see you next time. Bring both sides together like champagne and leather, like birds of a feather. We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh no. With MyBookie and its cash out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. Use the funds on other bets, or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.